Welcome to Analytics Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. I want to do some waiver stuff. I don't think there's a ton this week in terms of some stuff. I do waivers of the future for football guys. Jimmy Garoppolo's available in some leagues. I suspect that it says 60% on MFL. I'm assuming that virtually none of that is Superflex Dynasty. I would assume that some of it is probably start one dynasty league. So if he's available, I think my recommendation would be, I don't think he's a big time difference maker, so I wouldn't be super aggressive in terms of like blowing a stack on him. And even if you don't have a great option, like you can sort of stream that position. So maybe a couple percent, something like that. But if you're in some way, like for example, if you're in an FFPC league or something like that, and he's floated out there, I think he's rostered in mine, but I could envision something like that happening. I think I'd be pretty aggressive because you're going to get a shot at him this year. You're probably going to get another shot at him for the future as well. So I do think he's maybe a unique opportunity where you're getting, with the guy that you have right now that you're adding off of waivers, you're getting probably a shot at someone that's going to have a good shot into the future as well. So he's a guy that I would think about. Some veteran backup types. Again, I think like I'm constantly sort of pruning. If I got to cut a guy, for example, like in some tight end premium depth places, like Adam Troutman's just not going to help me. What might help me? Well, maybe if I put a backup running back on there, it helps me more. Is that possible all the time? No. Well, what else could help me? Well, there's a good chance that like we get 50 plus starting quarterbacks a year. If I sort of just roster one and just take a shot on someone that I like, I don't mind doing that. And I've had a little bit of success with that along the way of just getting some streaming places. Like I had Cooper Rush in a spot just because I think it's more of a two quarterback. Like it's a little bit deeper, but just kind of that philosophy of just churning guys that you think could have use instead of holding on to guys that can't. And in premium formats, quarterbacks can do that. So some veterans that I think sort of in that vein, Case Keenum, Bridgewater, Tyrod is I think maybe the top of this. I don't know if he can hit that deep, but listen, they're 2-0 and they're I think not good. I don't know if Daniel Jones is good. He hasn't really taken a step forward. He's right in line with his career average of 6.6 yards per attempt. But you could definitely see a scenario where in three games he piles on 10 turnovers, and if he does that, like there could be a quick trigger finger for a team that frankly didn't draft Daniel Jones well, at that team management, a team coaching staff that didn't draft Daniel Jones, and they can just say sort of, hey, we're gonna move on. I don't think that's an impossible thing to envision happening before, I don't know, let's call it November 1st. So I do think a guy like Tyrod Taylor has maybe even an increased chance of seeing some starting opportunities where, if it was they were 0-2 but sort of fighting for it, like maybe they would just kind of see it out with him. If they think there's a new reality there, they have proof of concept that this has worked for a guy like Tyrod in the past with the Buffalo trip to the playoffs with him. Tyler Huntley, Andy Dalton as well, if you're concerned about some of the Winston just turning it over, some thoughts there. And listen, Gardner Minshew as a backup for Jalen Hurts. Some deeper ones. Chase Daniel is a guy that I think you might want to potentially take like a buck or something on, just to sort of snatch him up in case Herbert misses a game or something like that. You have him. You have some optionality. You're probably not going to play him, but maybe you want to play blocking from him or something like that. And who knows? Maybe this is actually worse than we think. We haven't seen practice reports or anything like that. Probably won't until we bid. So I'm probably going to do like a, if I have a spot, I'm not going to cut a backup running back for him or anything like that. But if I have a spot where it's essentially a dead roster spot for me right now, and I don't have other options, Chase Daniel's probably going to be one of those guys, maybe a buck or two that I'm putting down. Our younger stashes, no real movement this week. I don't see any of them coming to fruition anytime soon. Looking at the running back position, Jalen Warren's still available in 50% of leagues, and he played 29% of snaps this week, and that's a notable departure from last year where Harris had the monopoly on snaps, so just keep that in mind. Jordan Mason bumps up to running back two land in San Francisco as Elijah Mitchell and Tyrion Davis-Price are both injured at present. At least Jordan Mason is being the injury away guy behind Jeff Wilson. What a time to be alive in terms of these things turning over. So he's a name I'm definitely making a priority to add if he's out there. We did a preemptive strike last week with a lot of leagues, so I think he's universally rostered in my dynasty leagues right now. But if he's not out there again, I would treat him like an injury away guy. I would get some a couple percentage points, right, sort of in that range. You want to sort of have a shot because, listen, here's the thing now. Like, if this clears out all of a sudden, like if Jeff Wilson gets hurt, this situation could actually clear out a lot. And now you've got a few weeks here where you could actually get a shot at a guy having a really good role. So just sort of keep that in mind with him. It's a fickle backfield, but things could change. Dontrell Hilliard's out there as well, 57% of leagues. Daryl Williams, Eno Benjamin, both available. I don't have a great take on that in terms of who's going to play. I thought the right take was Eno Benjamin sort of all off season. 51% available, 52% available for Daryl Williams. It looks like James Conner is probably going to be okay long-term. He's dealing with a little ankle thing. We'll see here. We're going to watch practice reports and see what we have there with that. But this feels a little bit Kenyon Drake, Mike Williams week one-ish. So even if we have a chip and a chair in this backfield, if both of them play, I don't want to start someone. Tony Jones is probably the guy that I'm thinking most about this week. Alvin Kamara missed week two. Mark Ingram was given the start. He was ineffective on 10 carries, including a fumble. Was outsnapped by Tony Jones 34-25, with Jones running 23 of the routes compared to just 9 for Ingram. So I think Kamara is probably going to be out there in week three, but Jones definitely a guy that I am interested in adding because I think this is some signal to that. Deonta Foreman, Samaje Perine, Matt Breida, other backups that are highly available, over 50% available in MFL leagues. Not saying, again, that's not all dynasty leagues on MFL, but just an idea there. A bunch of guys, actually, I'm thinking about receiver-wise. Noah Brown is a must-add. He's the second receiver for Dallas and is basically locked in, scores a touchdown. He's wide receiver 17 in PPR scoring through 2 weeks. So if he's out there and available, like, I think he deserves an add. He's probably on rosters inside 24 man. So just for what that's worth. DeAndre Carter as well. Played as Keenan Allen missed week two. He jumped from 37% snap share up to 65% snap share. He's as a vertical element to this offense. Even when Keenan Allen comes back, I could see him having a role. And he scored as well. Greg Dortch led Arizona in receiving with 7 catches and 63 yards in week one. Followed up with 4 receptions and 55 yards and a touchdown in week two. On the season, he's wide receiver 23. Dortch has played the slot while Rondell Moore's been out, so it might not necessarily be a long-term solution, but I think he's got a fighting chance to beat out Moore when he comes back. Ashton Doolin led the team, the Colts, in receiving 7 targets, 5 receptions, 79 yards in week two. The Colts are pretty thin at wide receiver without Pittman, so Doolin could be a guy that actually has a Doolin, maybe D-U-L-I-N is the spelling there. So just so you don't get my accent wrong or anything like that, get mixed up with it. Cole Beasley, I'm more monitoring from afar. He signed with Tampa on the practice squad. He could actually start this week. Wouldn't be an unreasonable thing to have happen. So just for what that's worth, I'd much rather take a shot on Noah Brown than I would Cole Beasley at this point. Juwan Johnson, Tyler Conklin, both available in 60%+ and are starting tight ends. So those are the guys there that I would potentially look at and curate through my rosters. Probably not so much in non-tight end premium, but definitely in tight end premium. All right, there's your waivers. 10 minutes or less for your Wednesday waiver wire run, and I'm releasing it Tuesday night. So hope that helps. That'll do it for this edition. Till next time, continue to brace the variance. We'll talk again very soon.